We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Zana Qureshi. It's Tuesday, September 9th, 2025, and I'm here to bring you today's top headlines. To start us off, we'll hear about some upcoming events in Champaign-Urbana. The 2025 season of the Champaign Farmers Market continues today in their weekly opening in downtown Champaign. The Farmers Market has a large variety of vendors selling a variety of products such as proteins, fruits, vegetables, and many more. With an emphasis in selling fresh and local products, all of the items sold must be grown or made within 150 miles of Champaign-Urbana. The market will continue to take place every Tuesday from 3 to 6 p.m. until October 28th in the Downtown Plaza at Neal and Main in downtown Champaign. For more information, visit www.thelandconnection.org/Champaign Farmers Market. Next, CU Bike to Work Day will take place tomorrow, September 10th, from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. The event is part of CU Bike Month, which is organized by officials from various local organizations. These include the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and Champaign County Bikes. CU Bike to Work Day will set up 16 stations across Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, and Savoy for commuters to refuel and receive giveaways. Commuters can register at cubikemonth.weebly.com. In case of inclement weather, a rain date is scheduled for Thursday, September 11th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Next, registration for the Countywide Residential Electronics Collection, or CREC, fall event in Champaign County is now open. The event will take place at Parkland College on Saturday, October 11th, and is open to residents free of charge who live in participating Champaign County communities, including but not limited to Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy. Anyone interested in attending must register online in advance. After registering, residents can reserve a 15-minute time slot for the event and will receive a confirmation email or text. Between 10 to 14 days before the event, residents will receive a postcard in the mail that will act as their ticket to the event. During the event, residents can drop off items such as TVs, computers, DVD players, and monitors. Residents are limited to 4 TVs and 7 items total. For more information about registering and what residents can bring, visit ecycle.simplybook.me. Now, we'll move on to some state news. Chicago Bears fans, here's a shocker. The team says its new Arlington Heights Stadium won't cost the state a single cent. In an open letter released yesterday, Warren called this year a, quote, pivotal juncture, end quote, as the Bears look to finalize plans for a fixed-roof stadium, the site of the former Arlington Park racetrack. The project would also include a massive mixed-use development. Warren says the goal is to bid for the Super Bowl as early as 2031, while promising, quote, zero state money for construction, end quote. Instead, the team is working with political and business leaders to address infrastructure and tax concerns. The Bears bought the Arlington Heights property in 2023 for nearly $200 million. The franchise projects more than 56,000 construction jobs and $10 billion in statewide economic impact. To round us out, here's a recap of this year's VMAs. The 2025 MTV Video Music Awards lit up the UBS Arena in New York Sunday night with big wins, bold fashion statements, and a few history-making moments. Lady Gaga led the night with 12 nominations and walked away with Artist of the Year, while Ariana Grande snagged Video of the Year and Best Pop for Brighter Days Ahead. Sabrina Carpenter's Short and Sweet earned Best Album, and Rosé with Bruno Mars took home Song of the Year for Apata. Rising star Alex Warren claimed Best New Artist, while Megan Maroney picked up Best Country for Am I Okay, and Doechii earned Best Hip Hop. Mariah Carey delivered a powerhouse performance and accepted the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award, while Ricky Martin was honored with the Latin Icon Award. Busta Rhymes also received the Rock the Bells Visionary Award. One of the night's biggest moments was a tribute to Ozzy Osbourne, introduced by his son Jack and performed by Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, Youngblood, and guitarist Nuno Bettencourt to give the Prince of Darkness a powerful salute. Although some award shows can sometimes feel like they've lost their shine, the VMAs proved they can still capture music's biggest cultural pulse. And that's the scoop. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out thedailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Nick Rocho, Zana Qureshi, Abby Tim, and Kennedy Caldwell. From WPGU News, I'm Zana Qureshi.